Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit fourparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
What do you want to say today? What do you want to know? Time started slipping away. Hey, when we started getting old, the rainbow never lost its true meaning. Indigo children arrive, prophecy to be born. You recognize the signs, they're all around you. Time to shine that light and break out from the norm. The universe is calling you to raise your daughters and sons. The universe is calling you. There's some healing work to be done. The universe is calling you. Build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you. When you gonna pick it up? Whoa, life is so much more. than that 9 to 5. It's so much more than the zeros and ones. We're living out of tune and rarely feel truly alive. When's the last time you walked barefoot on earth and with open arms embraced the sun? There's a miracle in your eyes, it's reflected in the sky. See, we are the rainbow children sent here to unify. You may not see it yet, oh no, but it's coming, oh yeah. I sing these songs to prophesy. The universe is calling you to raise your daughters and sons. The universe is calling you, there's some healing work to be done. The universe is calling you, build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you, tell me when you're gonna pick it up. When you gonna pick it up. When you gonna pick it up. When you gonna pick it up. Oh.
Voice, the one verse, the one harmony. He said, it's your time. What section are you in? The alto, the baritone, the soprano, or you solo? You're so low, nobody can hear you. Sing your song. The universe is calling you. The world wants to dance. The world wants to experience abundance. So when we all sing together, dancing and dancers abound. Yes, we get to experience all the different tones, all the different colors. There's some healing work to be done, but if you are not singing your song, something is missing. But when you start singing your song, there's wholeness. We all get to feel the vibration. We all get to feel the resonance. Can you feel the resonance in your heart? Yes, indeed. The universe is calling me, is calling you. Say, sing loud. I don't care if you sing so low that nobody can hear you. Just sing the song. But we're going to sing solo loud. Yes, Mukur Ray, Rainbow. There's some healing work to be done, even through the shift, as a matter of fact. The shifts that we experience, the inner quakes that we feel, the inner turmoils that we feel, that's part of the healing. The universe, the planets, the earth, the stars, whatever you want to call it, are contracting and they want to give birth to a new idea. When those muscles get tense, we're like, why me? Just breathe, it's okay. Even if you're a man, don't know what it's like to give birth to a child, just breathe. And just let the universe burst through you. You better answer, or you're going to have a breech birth. You don't want to do that. Just open up wide and let the baby out. The baby of wonderful ideas.
Now, that was spoken like a true man, because it doesn't happen that easy. But sometimes it does, because we're talking about a different kind of baby. What is seeking to be birthed through you right now? What are you holding on to? Are you feeling all the pain and telling the midwives in your life, why am I feeling this pain? I can't, I know I'm pregnant, but why am I feeling this pain? The universe is saying, breathe and push, let go and push, let go and push. Yes, indeed. Life is good, it's getting better. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. The universe is shaping itself and pushing you out to form, to into this form called you. And now, shape and take form, what are you going to do with the shape? You're here to shape your life in alignment with your soul's desire. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here, not just to the radio network, but thank you for being here, right where you are, right now, on this planet. You make a difference because you exist. Now go to work and sing your song. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. I'm feeling playful today. For me, anyway. I don't know if you guys think I'm always playful. I don't know. I feel very playful. I feel like, let's just see what happens. Let's just relax. You know, I try to do that every day, but I don't always relax every day. Sometimes I'm driving my own self nuts. I'm like, can you just leave me alone? Jesus, I just want to be still. And the other part of me says, I know, but you got work to do. You could be doing some work right now, sending out emails. And then if that doesn't work, that side of me says, well, you can go on Facebook and see what your friends are saying. No, I want to be still. Yes, today we are talking about play, how to play with the planets. And with the shift, so you can move from one toy section to another. If your best friend doesn't want to just embrace you while you feel rocky, you can just go to another friend. Set up a play date. The planetary shift and Venus retrograde and everything planetary. You know, as within, so without. As above, so below. It's all connected. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And 12 to 1:30 p.m. is the official time. Sometimes we go a little bit longer because we like to play. But we tend to finish with the guests around 1:15, 1:20. It depends. You know, sometimes the guest wants to play. They just send me a message. It's like through their thoughts. I said, oh, let's play some more. So we'll see what happens. I'm not going to make any promises. We're here to play. Demi Fox, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Welcome. Nice to see you back. Silent listeners disguised as guests. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you, thank you. All the guests in the house, nice to see you. Mary Lee Roberts, welcome. Where have you been? It's been a while. Joyful Tamara Joy, the joyful one. And then we have the vanilla smile. So this is the place where you get playful, joyful, you get to smile, you get to hang out with CA, you get to just hang out and grow in consciousness. Does it get better than this? Oh, yes. You know why? Because the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. You ain't seen nothing yet. Hold on. Even with the inner quakes, not the earthquakes, the inner quakes, the rumbles. Sometimes it's like, oh, you're spinning and spinning and spinning. And it's spinning and spinning and spinning. Let me give you some announcements. Yes, what's happening today? I don't know. I know that we're taking your calls. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. And what else are we doing? Well, yeah, you can, if you've got questions or you want to share something, you need some help from me or CA, just things you're going through and growing through, But you don't want to call in because you don't want people to know. You're kind of shy and you're nervous talking on the radio. Well, go to Facebook and there you'll find, well, actually, you got to type it in first. Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach. Actually, you can just do facebook.com/AskLifeCoachAde. What do you mean you don't know how to spell my name? Come on, that's simple. Okay, so Ask Life Coach ADE, and that will take you there. All right? And but if you still don't want to put your business out on the street, you don't want people to know, you don't want your coworkers to know that you have, you call it into an astrologer and asking questions because you just don't want people to know, well, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's a tab there, Ask Life Coach Ade. Ask Life Coach Ade. the joke behind my name. Well, we can do a whole show on that. So just post, follow the prompt and we'll get it and we'll be happy to share your thoughts. You don't have to use your name if you don't want to. So what else is happening? Today at 2 p.m. Eastern, we have Here to Inspire. We are here to inspire, and Aisha is here to inspire you. Today, she's talking about the external image and the inner image. She said, when you look good on the outside, hopefully I'm getting that right. Let me pull that up. I don't want to make up stuff now. I just did. When you look good on the outside, you feel good on the inside. I'm sure that's it. Let me see how, if I've updated my intuitive software. Let's see. I got to do this first. But it's image consultant. She's talking to an image consultant today and helping us just really look good on the outside and on the inside. And even if you can't afford to go and buy new clothes or whatever stories you're telling yourself, there are things you can do to make yourself say, I got it going on. So that's 2 p.m. Today, Eastern, Here to Inspire with Aisha. And that comes at Here to Inspire every Wednesday. So make sure you check that out. And speaking of shows that go on here, we have More Love every third Sunday of the month. And that show is My Authentic Lifestyle. This is where you get to share yourself, your truth, no matter how you're showing up. Whatever your sexual orientation is, whatever you prefer or don't prefer, you show up authentically every third Sunday of the month with More Love. And today at 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Yeah. Slow down, buddy. I know you're all excited, but gee, calm down. You get carried away sometimes. Today, we're going to talk about a shift, and we're going to play through the shift. Oh, yeah, Aisha's show topic is when you look good. Oh, see? Well, it's kind of same thing. When you look good, you'll feel good. Let's see. Yeah, I feel good, so I must look good. What else do I need to tell you? Tomorrow we're having a conversation with an elder, Margaret Marshall, a passionate senior. She's 76. This woman is so passionate, she makes me sound boring. When you hear her tomorrow, you just say, oh, Life Coach Ade, he's, okay, that's a bit of a stretch, but, you know, that might scare you guys away. No. Okay, let me rephrase that. She's 76, and she's passionate about life, technology, empowerment. So we're going to be talking about her story, what she has to share, what she's learned in life. CA will be joining us in a few minutes. I know some of you are waiting to hear. Some of you came because of CA, and I'm not going to take it personally because there's only one of us. But make sure you come back. We started the show off with Carly Jackson with that affirmation, reminding us that we are the delight of God. Just think about that for a minute. You are the delight of God. Try and catch that on a deeper level. Try and embody that. Try and embody the fact that you are free, that you are whole, that even though things are happening in your life that are painful, challenging, you don't even understand it, but you are the delight of God. When God looks at you, God smiles. She says, oh, my God, look at my child. I'm so in love with my daughter, with my son. Look how she's showing out. God says, oh, my God, that's my greatest creation. just embody that for a minute. Think of everything that you're going through. And even if you're joyful, imagine this thing we call divine intelligence, creative intelligence, the creation, God, whatever name you want to call it. You may not even have a name because God ain't tripping. Call it a name or not, God is God no matter what, before you and after you. Being the delight of God, that's something to just be with. That there's nothing you can do to block the flow of God's love for you. The flow of love's love for you. Because love only knows to love. And no matter what you do, no matter what your egoic mind is telling you, love is always going to love you. If you're not feeling that love, you need to shift your perception. That's a miracle. When you shift your perception, that's a miracle. So the shift that we experience is part of a miracle. So we embrace the shift. We surrender and we let life happen. Even if Venus is retrograding and stuff is coming up, the only stuff that we're going through and growing through, the eclipse and Venus transit, and some of the things we don't even know about, some of the things that are happening on a planetary level that we don't have enough brain cells to even understand or even know is happening. Because you know, the things you know you don't know, you just know you don't know it. I don't know that. What does it take to do surgery on somebody? Well, you know, cut them open, but what else do you know about that? They're just things you know you don't know, but there are also things that you don't know you don't know. You don't know that you don't know. Now, let's take it one step further. You don't know that you don't know, and you don't even know that you don't know that you don't know. Let me say that again. You don't know, right? You don't know that you don't know. But you don't even know that you don't know that you don't know. But can you imagine if you start to catch the awareness that, oh, there are things about life that I don't know. There are things about life showing up as me that I don't know. And then, in that awareness, you actually get to know, because you've now become aware to what you don't know, and you've now become open. Because when you know you don't know something, something in you says, well, what will be the answer? 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And those of you waiting for CA, and you say, let's get to CA. CA's coming. She's not here yet, but she's coming, okay? Patience. Breathe. Breathe. Now, let's shift. Let's shift gears. No pun intended. Well, let's do this first. We want to ask you lovingly, joyfully, happily, to share the show with your friends right now. Share with your friends. Share with your coworker. Share it with your brother, the brother you haven't talked to in years, or the brother you can't stand. You just, you want to see your niece and nieces and nephews, but you haven't seen them. Share the show with them. Tell them, I'm having a shift. The shift has hit the fan, and I want to share the show with you. Now, I just want you to listen. I don't know what the host is going to say, but if there's anything that he says that upsets you, don't blame me. Take it straight to him. We want you to text the show, tweet it, yell it, scream it, click the like button, share it on your social media sites, and just let's all grow together. Now, this is not about convincing people how to live their life or what they're going through and growing through. But if you go to a wonderful restaurant and it feeds your body, your soul, you want to tell people about it. If you go to the movies and it just feels so good, you got to go see this movie. I can't stop talking about the show on Fox, Touch. Touch, T-O-U-C-H. Great. Drama, I guess. Here's what it is. Program. Yeah, let's play safe. It's about sharing. What are you here to give? What are you here to deliver? What piece of advice, information, truth, insight do you have to share with somebody? It could be a radio show. It could be a book. And that's how we all go through and grow through the shifts together. So when you are going through and growing through your shifts, and you've invested in sharing your good with others, they can be there for you. There's so much going on in politics, internally, nationally, globally. You have got to be very aware about your perspective or the words and your thoughts about what's happening. Don't get so caught up in taking a moral high ground that you end up becoming that you judge. Because wherever you put your thoughts, your focus, that's where your intention is, and the universe always says yes to wherever you put your intention. What's shifting in your world? Are you looking for work? Are you looking to be in a relationship? Are you expecting money? What's shifting? Why not shift with the shift? I got to make sure I say the word shift very clearly and slowly because of my accent, you may think I said something else. It's like, it was a great show, but he just keeps swearing through it. After a while, it was too much. No, shift, S-H-I-F-T. But if I wanted to say the other one without the F, I can, because I am free to say and be and do whatever I choose. But you know, the difference between the S, H-I without the F and the T, right? It's F, it's the letter F. The F in that word is the freedom. And once you embrace the in your life, you know, I know I have my sister listening, Tamara. She likes me saying it. Not necessarily, I don't have to do it all the time. Once you embrace. It's caca. Can you say caca? Okay, no, I'm not going to go there. The stuff in your life, you allow yourself to be free, and then you can experience the shift. There is a shift going on. The vibration is speeding up. And sometimes we're saying, what, where, how? But understand that right now, you've got to visualize yourself in this present moment, as you would like to see yourself a year or two from now, who do you want to be? How do you want to show up in your world? What do you want people to say about you 6 months, maybe a week from now, 6 months, a year, 20 years, 30 years from now? What legacy do you want to leave behind? If everything was moving smoothly in your life, if you're at a place where you're so in joy, in peace, in gratitude, and you're expressing your creativity, what does that feel like? If you're not worrying about if you have a job or not, or whatever the challenges you're going through, your body is just functioning perfectly. There are no pains in your body, no pain at all. You're just not feeling anything but what you're, instead of pain, you're feeling pleasure. You're feeling peaceful. Maybe you've seen other people that you said, oh, my God, I wish my life were like this. I wish I know what my purpose is. I wish I know why I'm here. Well, here's a shift. Shift that perspective and visualize and be that person now. Be that person that you want to be. Be your best self now. How do you be your best self now? It's simple. It's simple. We don't always talk about it or we think, oh, you know. Be your best self now. Be gentle with yourself. Be grateful. Be grateful for everything that you have. Be grateful for all the experiences that you're going through and growing through. Sometimes, it's those challenging experiences that actually brings us the best lesson, that brings us to a place where we get to know ourselves in a whole new way. So visualize yourself. See yourself as the person you want to be with all the shifts that are going on. Be gentle and be grateful. I don't know how to be grateful. Someone said to me one time, there is nothing to be grateful for in my life. I said, you need to stop. The fact that you can tell me that you have nothing to be grateful for, that's something to be grateful for, because you've been able to accept, look at your life, look around and say, well, I don't have anything to be grateful for. The fact that you can think that thought is something to be grateful for. The fact that you can chat with me on instant message and type and move your fingers. I don't care if you're using your nail or you only have one finger. Be grateful that you have one finger to talk to this man that you've never seen. And after a while, she shifted. She stopped being grateful. I was getting energized. There is something to be grateful for, even if the planets appear to be going backwards. Gives you another opportunity to reassess yourself. It's like, wait, you're going for something great, something amazing. But wait. Just do a cross-check before you get there, because you want to show up looking good. Good from your perspective. So shift your perspective. Dance with the planets as we're shifting. CA is in the house, and we're going to talk about the planetary shifts, Venus retrograde, Venus transit. My life is retrograding. I feel like I'm going backwards. I don't know what's going on. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Make sure you come back, or I will track you down energetically. Because I have some issues that I'm moving through. When you come into my house of love, I get attached. And I want you to keep coming back and keep coming back. Then my ego can feel good that you really, really love me. Oh, I got to shift right now and let go of that silly conversation. It's all good. Yes, at the beginning of the show, we played Carly Jackson. You can find her on Facebook. And we also played Rainbow by McCool Ray. We're all rainbow children. And CA's in the house. Yeah, let's take a break while I do some stuff here. It's so nice to see everybody. I hope everybody is breathing in this breath of life. Right now, I am intending and declaring that you are feeling more peace than you've ever felt in your life, that you're feeling more joy than you've ever felt in your life, that you're getting to know yourself in a whole new way. Because we're shifting out the mess in your life. And as you shift the mess out, you shift it by embracing it. And when you embrace the mess, you know the deal. But I remind you, when you embrace your mess, you will get the message. When you get the message of the mess, you become the messenger of truth, because you can be there for somebody else saying, I understand. I went through the same thing, and I got through it, and you're going to get through it. Isn't that what we need? Whatever the doctors call what you're going through. They might even mess around and tell you there are no cure. They may be right about that, but there's always healing. Do you want to be made whole? It's between you and your God self. And healing comes in so many ways. You get to decide what it is. You get to decide what it is. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And this is over here. We dare you. Oh, we dare you to live your best life, because we know when you showed up, you said, I'm about to turn this world upside down. You're the reason we're going through a shift. So I dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. And Jack, please tell them what they're listening to, because they're trying to figure out what it is.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Ah!
the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Show back, please.
And the struggle is supposed to
before I let you finish singing. I waited for my time. Just hijacked my show. Oh, everybody go through changes? Okay, I'll wait for my time. Thank you, Julie Dexter. Transitions. We're all going through it and growing through it. Who is Like? Yes, thank you. I'm like, I don't know who Like is, but yes, I welcome all of you in the chat room. I told you I'm feeling playful today. It's all about play. If you really want to grow and transcend life, find yourself some fun. If you don't know what to do, go to iwillplay.org. That's an affirmation by itself. CA is in the house. So, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to have to experience a shift in a whole new way with CA and that A on lifeconversationsradio.com. I don't know what I drank today, but I need some more. Oh, boy. Okay, let's pull this up about my wonderful sister who's waiting patiently, and the listeners. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me read a little bit about my soul sister, CA, who just, in a different kind of way, said, I will not go a day without Life Coach Ade. I'm going to listen to you all day. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Cut it out. Enough already. All right. So we're ready for CA. That was Julie Dexter. You can find out more about Julie Dexter by going to her website, juliedexter.com, juliedexter.com. And Mukua Ray that we played close to the beginning of the show, like 42 minutes ago, well, actually 30 minutes ago. Mukua Ray, you can find him on Facebook. Now, let me read a little bit about CA and where we are, where we. CA is a weekly contributor to Power Peak at 12house.com, the house of the wonderful man known as Ark Hussard, my brother from another mother. And she's also a psychic advisor on 12listen.com. No, it's not 12, actually. It's 12house.com and psychic advisor on 12listen.com. It's important to be clear. Over the years, this is CA talking, not me. Over the years, I have studied many traditions and paths, from astrology to Zen. No matter where my studies take me, physically or spiritually, I always come back to my first love. Ooh, what's his name? Oh, astrology. Oh, she's balanced. She's in astrology and tarot. Yeah, those are some good people. Their richness astounds me, and their simplicity. Oh, ha. Yeah, simple words. Slow down. Their simplicity humbles me. I am always newly amazed at their ability to cut through the clutter and provide clear, insightful, and honest answers, often with a humor that makes me smile. Wow, when you're in love with lovers that just make you smile, what else can you ask for? Ooh, get me started. As an intuitive soul coach, CA specializes in astrology and has been reading charts professionally since 1986. Oh, that was the year I was born. If you flip it backwards, kind of. Fascinated with the depth, clarity, and versatility of the Voyager Tarot deck, she added Tarot interpretations to her reading, started in 1990. CA's education and experience is very eclectic and is very much reflected in her coaching style of reading astrology charts and tarot cards. In addition to a master's degree in health administration from the School of Business at the University of Colorado at Denver, She has certifications as a practitioner of interior alignment. I love that. And as a soul coach by world-acclaimed teacher Denise Singh. She's also a certified angel therapy practitioner, certified by Doreen Virtue. Let's bring CA on, because Ade can't wait for CA on Life Conversations Radio. So, ladies and gentlemen, what is really going on? CA, all the non-physical beings are hijacking. I think it's our, well, it's my energy. I'm not going to project on you. So, here we go again. I was so in a flow. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful guest, my soul sister, C.A. Brooks. Hello, C.A., how are you doing?
Hey, I am doing great. That was quite the introduction. I was sitting here going, where did he get all of that information?
Ooh, I know people in high places.
I think you must. You went back to the permanent record, didn't you?
Yes. I want to reveal who you are to the world so they can really take you in, because you're getting ready to serve up some soul food. But before you serve this soul food, because people are thirsting and hungering for what you have to share, I want to ask you a question. I read a little bit about you. It's quite impressive, and it made me want to meet you. But I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is C.A. Brooks?
I'm an illusion.
I love it. I've never heard that in a while before,
well,
but that's
a
good one.
I mean,
ooh,
if you want to really
down.
Just want to talk about spirituality, I am a fan, and more than a fan, I'm a student of A Course in Miracles. And if nothing else, you learn that these personas that we put on, these personalities that we take on, they're vehicles for us to express, but they're not who we are. They can't possibly capture who we are. So on a spiritual level, since this is a very empowering and spiritual show, I just have to say that's it. C.A. Brooks is totally an illusion. You know, in some ways, she's whoever I want her to be. She's whoever you want her to be. That's the truth. And you were kind of talking about it on your show earlier, just stripping away the stuff and recognizing your source and who are you. And you know, when we start talking about the Venus retrograde, that feeds so much into it, because we make up all these stories about who we are, and then we believe them. You know, we get all caught up in it. We believe it. And so when Venus goes retrograde, that's one of the things we can do, is kind of cut through some of that. But who am I, you know, in terms of the persona, I guess, that I'm playing right now, I am a person who I'm very dedicated to sharing whatever light I feel like comes into my path. And I am very dedicated to just every day just saying, what am I doing here and what is my function? What is my purpose? And trying to release the past and not worry about the future. And I do that by working full-time for 1-2-listen.com, which is an online psychic service. I do a lot of writing. And you mentioned that. I write a weekly column for Mark's Power Peak, and it's basically dedicated to astrology, but it incorporates a lot of spirituality. So that's what I do. I spend my days doing readings for people and doing writing and, you know, serving in whatever way comes up. But that's it. For me, it's I feel like I've come to a place in my life where I'm very fortunate that I literally can wake up every morning and say, what is my function today? What am I supposed to do? You know? So I don't know. That was a complicated answer, wasn't it?
No, not for me. My mind, you know, I'm a life blender, thought blender, so I blend out and squeeze out the juiciness of life. What I got from that is, as an illusion, we can still be real.
Yes.
You know, when we recognize we're an illusion, we can still be real about how we're showing up. Yeah, thank you.
That's right. Yes, we can. But, you know, if I could also introduce a little astrology in here today. All of the planets, what they really do is they're symbols for us. They just represent kind of psychological profiles. And it is interesting that you would ask me that question today, because the sun, which is ego and identity, it represents who we believe that we are. Well, today, in the sky, it's making sort of a confrontational aspect, or it's having a relationship with the planet of Neptune, which is the planet of spirituality and dreams and illusions. And so for everybody today, there might be kind of this issue of, who am I really? You know, because we might get kind of caught into some kind of a little fog, and we might get a little confused. And that's one of the gifts of astrology, is as you look at the symbols and the planets, then you don't get all freaked out, because you go, oh, I see what's going on. These two characters at the cosmic dance, the Sun and Neptune, they're kind of, you know, they're playing off of each other. And so ego is kind of getting confused a little bit. So for some of us, it could be a very, very spiritual day. For some of us, it could be a day where we get really confused about some things. But if you kind of draw back and go, oh, well, the Sun is squaring Neptune, then you can go, oh, that's right. That's all that was. This is my opportunity to get more real. This is my opportunity to really check out what is important to me in life. And not get confused by the rest. And remember that so often we're playing roles. You know, we take on the roles. It's not who we really are.
Because sometimes I'm somebody else. And I'm like, who is this guy? And sometimes I'm listening to myself on the radio. I'm like, okay, my buddy has been hijacked. Because I don't know this guy. I don't know where it's coming from. But we got to learn to embrace it all, right? No matter how we're showing up. Because I see that as unconditional love. That supports us in moving through the shift, because there's so much going on right now. And so you would say, you know, with the planets, as they're doing what they're doing, if we, and this is what I see, and I want to hear your thoughts. Even if we don't know that, let's just say we're not into astrology or we know a little bit about it, when the feelings and emotion comes up, what can we do to bring us to a better feeling place?
You know, I mostly, what I think is, no matter what the emotion is, no matter what the feeling is, instead of withdrawing from it, just sit there and just say, oh, hi. You know, it's like embrace the feeling and then just say, what is your gift for me? What is there to learn? What is there to learn in this situation? What is it that I need to know? Because, in fact, as I was listening to you earlier, I just loved, loved, loved what you were saying about you don't know that you don't know. Because let's face it, what gives us security in life is believing that we know what's going on. And it's so scary to think that we don't. But when we sit and we just say, you know what, I don't know exactly what's going on, or there might be another way to see this, there might be something I don't know, then guess what? You figure out that very piece that seems to be missing. And so I think that's it, is to not, you know, to recognize that feelings are kind of like waves. And if you've ever, you know, had a swim in the ocean or in a river, you know that those waves just come and go. But you stay right where you are, and they can move you. And just, you know, like a surfer, you can grab a surfboard and you can jump on some of those waves, but you can also let a lot of them pass you by, and it's your choice. The feelings don't have to dictate whether or not you're happy. You know, you're still, you know, in a sense, in control. You know, that's it. I think it's mostly about just embracing the feeling and saying, what can I learn from this? What is there to know about this situation?
Right.
Instead of assuming that we already know.
And that question puts us in a place of empowerment. We stop from running from what we think is chasing us or causing us pain, and we look at it in the face and say, okay, what's the message? What do you have for me? What do you have to tell me? What do I need to learn? It empowers us. Yeah. And we just got to do the spiritual work. We got to remember to ask the question. We got to remember to be still. I so get it. So let's shift. You're a planet. I'm a planet. So we're shifting together now. Let's shift and talk about Venus retrograde. What is it all about?
All right. Well, here again, all of the planets really are symbolic when it comes to astrology. They all have meanings. And the planet Venus is about love. It's about money and finances, but primarily it's about what we love. It's about who we love. It's about what we desire, what we find attractive, but it's also about our personal self-esteem and our self-confidence. But it's about what we think is valuable in life. So when we look at Venus in the sky, one thing we know now is that it's moving through the sign of Gemini. Gemini is a very mental sign, and it's very back and forth. It's very dualistic. So one of the things that happens when Venus is in Gemini is that we use our brains a lot. We start thinking through some things. What does love look like? What do I think love looks like? What does money look like? How much money do I want? What is, you know, what's going on for me? But one of the important things when we say a planet moves retrograde, what we're really talking about is from our perspective on Earth, it looks like a planet is moving backwards. Now, the truth is planets never move backwards. It just looks that way to us. But when that happens, and so, for instance, you might think about these dates. Venus went retrograde on May 15th, and then it will stay that way until June 27th. And while that happens, while that planet looks like it goes backwards, well, then so many of those belief systems, so many of those thoughts, we have the opportunity to go back and look at them. Because it's as if, in fact, Mark, you had mentioned him earlier, Mark Husson. This is one of his popular examples, and I love it. It's as if during a retrograde, you leave your house. And you're taking a walk down the street, and you go 2 to 3 houses away, and all of a sudden you realize you forgot something really important. Maybe you forgot your wallet. You forgot your purse. So you walk back towards your house. Well, as you walk back, you see the houses, you see the street from a different perspective. Well, that's what happens on a retrograde, because everything that has to do with love and money, we get the opportunity to see it from a different perspective. And we get the opportunity to really look at what are our belief systems about it. So, for instance, if people are in relationships right now, I mean, truthfully, relationships may be a little tough, because everything that we thought was set or everything we thought was working, all of a sudden we're taking another look at it and we're reexamining it. But I can tell you the very positive thing is that we then come out cleaner and clearer about what we really want and what we're doing. And so retrograde patterns, some people, I think in the press and the media, they get a lot of bad attention. But the truth is they're wonderful planning periods, because it's the opportunity for us to look deep. For us to look within ourselves and just say, is this really important to me or is this not? Or let's get real about what I'm thinking. Because I'm a big, big, big believer that whatever is in your world first came about because it was in your mind. It was a thought. And the thought literally becomes the architectural plan for what's happening in your life. So if you want to know what you're thinking, look at your life. But if you want your life to be different, you have to go back to your thoughts. So during a Venus retrograde, we get the chance to go back to our thoughts and think about what does love really mean to us. So, I mean, I think it's a really positive period, but I would also say that you might pay attention to even things that happened back in April. Because we're, you know, when we left the house on that Venus retrograde, we're actually going to go all the way back to April 12th. And so anything that was going on for us since then, those are some of the issues that we're going to reexamine. Those are some of the things that we're going to look at. So once again, if somebody was in a relationship or if they made a financial decision sometime in April, they may now go back and look at that. And they may think about it, and they may look at it differently, and they possibly could make a different decision, or they may just clean something up a little bit.
So really, when any of the planets are going retrograding or appears to be going backwards, we're being given a gift. So now somebody may have fallen in love in April and they were thinking of getting married, and Richard and Venus like, no, wait a minute, don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, it might. It might do that, or it might just, there again, it might make them realize that some of the things that they thought were important, like let's say you have some pretty superficial ideas. Okay, this love of mine has to be 6'2 and has to, you know, make $100,000. And then you fall in love with the barista at the coffee shop, right? Well, Venus retrograde, Venus retrograde can make you kind of stop and go, yeah, what is it that's really important? I like how this person makes me feel. And so all those ideas about what I thought love looked like, I'm going to throw them out the window because they were obviously wrong, you know?
Right.
So, but it doesn't have to spell disaster for relationships for sure. It just means we're going to go back and look at it. But you know what I would say is I think during this time period, it's really important to give the partners in your life and the people in your life a lot of room. Give them a lot of flexibility because that's what they need. They need to be able to check some things out. And so if you try to hold on really tight and really rigidly, that's where you're going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, my God, to me it does. And if I get it, I'm sure the listeners are getting it, I'm sure. You are listening to Ask Life Coach today on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is C.A. Brooks. She is a psychic advisor. To find out more about her, to get readings and just find out about everything they're doing at the 12th house. I keep saying 12. It doesn't matter. It's just numbers.
It's just a
1-2 house. One house.com. All the planets house. That's where you find all the planets. Find out more about her. And, check out her show. We'll talk about that in a few. Before we I want to continue this conversation for a minute. So there are people, as an astrologer, I'm sure you know, people go, they call, they ask about relationships, about work, about money and finances. And there are a lot of us that are going through what we say, well, I'm dealing with real life issues. What would you say, as a spiritual teacher, as an astrologer, does life actually punish us? Can life punish us, inflict pain on us, or is life actually getting us to see something different about ourselves rather than the people in the relationship that is challenging?
I do not think life punishes us. I do not believe that at all. And in fact, I believe that, like I said, I think we create our realities. And so if we don't like something that's going on, I think we have to go back and look at our thoughts. Because, like, for instance, what gives rise to the idea that I would be mistreated by somebody else? Now, I'm not saying you don't get a slap on the face. I call them kind of psychic whacks. And, I mean, I had one a couple of weeks ago, whacked right across the face, you know? And, of course, my first thought, I want to get defensive and say, that person. But you know what I have to do is I have to just stop and say, what is it that I believed that I would deserve that from somebody else? What do I need to stop and look? What do I need to look at? Because I think as long as we push the responsibility outside of ourselves, then that's always going to be the mistake. I mean, for instance, this is the example I give. And, you know, I think it's the best one. If you've ever made cookies, you know, or you've baked something, you stir it all up, you put the sugar, the salt, the baking soda, whatever it is, chocolate chips, oatmeal, you put it all in a bowl and you stir it up. Well, let's say you're making those cookies and you get the first batch out of the oven. Well, you taste them and you recognize that you forgot to put something in. Like, let's say you forgot to put in the salt. So the cookies are very, very bland. Well, anybody who's ever baked before, they're not going to pour salt on the baked cookies, right? You're not going to do it. You know, it's like it's over. You've got the result. You've got to go back to the batter. You've got to go back to the batter, and you've got to add the salt. And I think all the time in life, what we do is we always try to sprinkle salt on the top. You know, we go back to the result, and it's like the result is over. Go back to your thinking. Go back to your thinking.
Yeah.
And ultimately, this comes from A Course in Miracles, but I think even if you don't understand it, you say, there must be another way to see this. And I know, you know, there are painful things that happen, but if we push the responsibility onto somebody else or onto life and say, life did this to me, God did this to me, then I just think you're spinning your wheels. You've got to always go back to your thinking. Because what kind of a God, what kind of a life would treat you badly? It's not going to do it. So there must be another way to look at it. You
there
go back to your
thoughts.
There's got
to
be another way.
Thought. It's clearly, clear. But, you know, speaking of another way, I don't bake regularly. I don't remember last time where I baked potatoes about 2 weeks ago. But anyway, when you were talking, my mind was like, I consider myself freaking salt on the cookies. because I am just not going to go through sign over again. I got things to do. I'm dunking a little bit of salt and kind of mixing. But yes, and we're free to do that too. You know, if you want to do things differently, yes. But anyway, we're taking your call, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. If you got, this is her interest. We're not doing readings, but if you really want some guidance, some wisdom, some insight on things that you're dealing with, challenged with, or challenged by, well, call in, and we'll help you see it differently, help you see that there's got to be something else. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Or you can go to Ask Life Coach at a fan page, post your question there or your thoughts, we'll get to it. Or if you don't want the world to know your business because you say, there's got to be another way to get my question through them, but I don't want anybody to know. Good luck on that. You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, and click the Ask Life Coach Ade button. Speaking about what people are saying on the streets about Life Conversations Radio Show with CA and Ade, Tamara said, what a great explanation of how the Venus retrograde is and how it can benefit our growth and life plans. Yes, thank you, Tamara. I appreciate that. I want to send shout-outs. Oh, we don't do shout-outs. Sorry, Sierra. We don't do shout-outs on this radio show, though. But if we did, we'll send a shout-out to all our listeners from China. We don't do it, but if we did, Journey One, nice to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. Mary Lee, Vander, got something to say. We're coming to you, Vander. Vanilla Smile Yoga Hive. Yeah, I recognize that username. Elizabeth, thank you, thank you, thank you. Who else is listening? Cece is listening. Some numbers that I recognize, and all of you that listen on the archive, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening right now, because when you're listening to the show, it will be right now. 347-426-3346. Let's shower some love on CA. Let's just love her up. Vanda, help me shower in CA with some love. How are you doing, Vanda?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Life is beautiful.
Hi, CA, I miss you so much, and that's why when I found out you were on, I immediately stopped what I was doing and called in, and I'm so glad because my show is on Tuesdays when you're on, and I'm in my meditations when you're on, and I've missed you so much from when I started my show. So I just want to say thank you for all the beautiful power piece that you write and all the beautiful sharing that you do in helping and serving the needs of humanity, you know, the way you do. And I'm just so glad to just be able to hear you today. Mm-hmm. I told us I'm just calling in to hear because I just found out you were on here. So I just want to wish you the best.
Vanda, thank you so much. That was so sweet of you.
Yeah,
I see you show up in the chat room sometimes on the 1-2 radio shows, and here and there I hear your name.
Yeah, I do come in when I can, you know, but it's just like your show is 1 hour before mine, and that's when I'm wrapping everything
right,
up to come in from 8 to 9, and I go in at 9, and at 9 Germany time, of course. And but I do miss you, and so I'm glad to be here. I'm just listening in, and just be blessed, and yeah, well, we know life is doing what life does, and all we have to do is show up and be the present. Stay in the present. That's
right.
The present. That's the gift.
That's
the gift is a present. I'm giving you a present. Stay in the present. Okay?
Yeah.
So thank you, Adam, and CA, and just have a great day, okay? Great show.
Okay, well,
thank you
so much.
Vanda.
You know, it's good to hear from you again.
Yeah, yeah, you too, sweetie. Y'all take care now.
All right, now. Say, y'all take care now. I'm showing sure away in Germany. They say that over there? Y'all take care now. Y'all be good. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. As Vanda would say, life is beautiful. Life is full of beauty. And even if you're not feeling it, experiencing the beauty, it's all good. It's okay. Just hold on. Just keep asking. There's got to be something else. There's got to be a meaning here. There's a gift here. Let me stay present, as Vanda said, so I can receive the gift. Sometimes we get gift. Well, we get gift every day. We just don't like the way it's wrapped. We don't like the wrapper. We're like, why is it wrapped like that? I don't care how it's wrapped. I'll wrap the darn thing and get the gift. Sometimes the gift, the wrapper stinks. Sometimes you can't even touch the wrap. It's like, oh, get away from me. We're going to take a quick break, CA. We'll be right back. Number is 347-426-3346, 416-3346. We also have Celestial Moment, and we're going to squeeze that in some here, somewhere, somehow. And while we're squeezing stuff in, let me squeeze this in. Please share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, your enemy, and especially your lovers and haters. You got to share the show. Because once you share with your haters, you realize you don't really have a hater. You just have an extension of yourself. And your enemy is your remedy. So nobody can really hate you. It's just an illusion. And we are an illusion. Remember what CA said? So we can all relax. Just cut through the illusion and breathe and recognize and remember who and what you are. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a breath. And we're going to affirm together who we really are, because that's all that matters. Carly Jackson, help us in this meditative moment. Who am I? I don't know. Help me.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. I walked to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
You are not alone. Don't let life, don't even allow yourself to believe life is bullying you. And even if you feel like life is bullying you, just call on your soul family, your universal family. There's the 1-2 house. There's Life Conversations Radio. We're here to support you in the through the journey of life. We're getting ready to do the celestial moment that comes in around 1 with Celeste, and then we're going to go back to CA, and what are we going to do when we go back to CA? I don't know, but I think we're going to talk about the Venus transit. All about what we love, what we're attracted to. What do you love? Barry White. Stop it. What is wrong with me today? Oh, did I just say that? Everything is right with me. CA, you need to slap some olive oil on my forehead and lay hands on me. I said I was playful.
Okay, I'll do it metaphysically and spiritually, okay? I'll send the energy.
Yes. Yeah, you might mess up my makeup if you put it on my forehead. So, yeah, I got to look good for radio.
That's right. You've got to look good for radio.
Let's bring us Celeste Morgan for Celestial Moment, and we'll go back to CA talking about
Venus and all of the blessings that is bestowing upon us. Celeste Morgan, how are you doing?
I don't know where Venus went. I think she's somewhere near you. What are you up to today?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm drinking.
Well, hello.
I mean, he needs to share that, doesn't he? C.A., you are such a blessing. I am so grateful to have you here because I'm a Taurus. I'm tired of this Venus.
Oh, thank you.
So please. Oh, girl. Girl, I'm tired.
Well, and see, when you're a Taurus, that Venus retrograde really does affect you.
Thank you.
Did you know that?
Everybody that's
yeah.
listening. Who are you telling? I'm friends with your friend, and you are just really adding even more to the conversation. Thank you. I was prepared, but I want to hear more from you, but I have a gift for you and a day. I usually don't have a gift for him, but I do today. All right, so we're going to get into it because it's hilarious. So you advised us to go back to April 12, 2012 and take a look at what we were doing. Here's the beautiful gift for Life Conversations Radio family. If you go back to that day, it's a Thursday. CA, 12 was running that day. Okay, you read tarot.
Yeah.
12 is the hang one. And then for me, it's also medicine cards, the porcupine, surrender to play. That's how I play that.
Yes.
Isn't that hot? I love it. So
it is.
Now we're going to move
wonderful.
In. Oh, and your name, your initials, CAB. You have a very special gift for us because your initials equal 6. That happens to be the energy that's running today. Thank you for being here. And the gift for Life Conversations Radio is on Thursday, the show that was running is perfect for this conversation, and that is Making Fear Your Motivator. We have nice desserts waiting for you when you go back. So when you retrograde to April 12, 2012, there's a gift waiting for you. So I want to share that with the both of you. Thank you so much. So I'm going to say hello to the family now. I can't do shout-outs because we don't do that. But to all of you,
we don't do shout-outs.
We don't. We don't shout out to Tamara Joy, Tamara's spiritual midwife, or Vanilla Smile. We don't do that. So good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. It's Wednesday, May 23rd, 2012. Add the date and you get 2040. Add 2040 and the energy of the day equals 6. Now, Wednesday also belongs to an African Orisha by the name of Oya. She represents lightning and the wind. Think Storm from the X-Men. And on her day, her husband's number is running. Get ready for fireworks. 6 also belongs to King Shango, the Orisha of music and drums and fire. He brings the thunder and does whatever he pleases. Well, thank goodness that the Archangel Raphael is also with us. Wednesday also belongs to this Archangel of healing. So let's talk about love. The number 6 is a loving, stable, and harmonious vibration ruled by Venus. 6 is also the lover's card in tarot, which is connected to Gemini astrologically. 6 expresses as the snake in medicine cards, shedding its skin to reveal new life through transmutation. Our 6th chakra is our third eye chakra and awakens with the beauty of inner awareness. We can see through the shadows and find love standing there. The 6th letter of the alphabet is F, and words like freedom, flight, and fright connect us to the magical power of 6. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on the 6 of Swords from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot. 6 with its expressiveness and fullness. Swords with its mental activity and power of the mind. Imagine what happens when you marry that 6 with those swords. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly. Forgive the Peter Pan reference, but there is a clue there for you. Step into Never Never Land to get a fresh look on a rusty problem. In my card, we have 6 women flying high above a grove of trees, joined hand in hand with red roses for passion and knives for truth. They rise higher to get a different perspective. They trust love and see as one. We integrate all of our experiences to really see what's going on. We look out with vision and heart and mind and say, it's all good. We have choices to make from these tall heights. We can be amazed or we can be afraid, but it doesn't hurt to enjoy the view. Look up. Let's shift the world with our thoughts. All is well. I'll see you around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for the gift of numbers, your wisdom, your talent. Thank you, Celeste Morgan. Appreciate you listening to Celeste and CS. Like, can you imagine astrologers and tarot readers like just getting together, talking numbers, talking
yes.
Like, talking planets.
There we have it. I love it. I'll call you later. Okay, I'm done.
You just say, yeah, you know, Venus is retrograde. You just got to be gentle with yourself. Well, what number is running today? Well, I don't know. What. Let me, I can have it off the top of my head. No, I got an app for that.
That's right. We have an app for that.
You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, who is feeling super playful and he is making no apologies. And my guest to kind of balance the energy out is CA. Thank God for CA. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. And all of you in the chat room, thank you all for tuning in, to LifeConversationsRadio.com and tuning in to yourself. All the shows are archived, and you can catch the show, download it through iTunes or iPad. I don't know what you got, but just download the show and listen again. So, CA, let's talk about this Venus transit. Yeah, what's that really about? Venus is retrograding, there's a transit. I can't keep up.
Well, when you say transit, all that really means is Venus is moving through the sky. I mean, think about what the word transit means. It just means where it's moving through the sky. And so, but oftentimes when you throw out that word, sometimes it's important to look at where it's happening in your chart. So, for instance, when Celeste just said something about she's a Taurus, meaning that her sun sits in the sign of Taurus. Well, any planet that's moving through Taurus right now is transiting, which Jupiter is. So she might be, getting lots and lots of gifts, literally, kind of psychic, spiritual gifts from the universe, because Jupiter is a planet of expansion. And so it might be expanding her ego, and I mean ego on a good way, her identity, her sense of self. Mm-hmm. But Venus right now is transiting through Gemini. So, for instance, people who are Geminis might be getting an extra boost right now, too. But that's kind of what the Venus transit means. But, in general, just kind of going back to the Venus, it's just the time that I really encourage people. Oh, and by the way, let me just throw this out real quick. You did mention that I write for Mark's Power Peak, which is available at 12house.com. It's a weekly newsletter, and one of my coworkers, Mo Abdelbaki, who is a Vedic astrologer, wrote an excellent article this past week on the Venus retrograde. And it's very practical, down-to-earth tips about what people can do during this time. And, of course, it does have to do with love and money. But it's, one of his tips that I thought was so wonderful was take care of your stuff. This is the time to really take care of your relationships, to take care of your car, to take care of your stuff. But for more tips, I would really encourage people to go read Mark's Power Peak at 12house.com because it's really good this week. I mean, Mo's article is excellent. So if I could plug that, thank you for letting me do that.
Oh, you're good, because we were trying to, initially I had spoken to Mark to just have this conversation, and he wasn't available. I said, okay, who your camp? Just them two, so he said, just you and Mo. And I was like, make it easy for me. Why don't you, Mark? You'd be two people to choose from. So I said, okay, let me go on the website to see and just read and see where just who pulls me in. I came to 12listen.com. And your show was on. I said, okay, universe, I got the answer. Thank you very much. We're family. We can support one another. We need each other.
That's right. Just what you said is such an example of how to live your life. And what I mean by that is no matter what is going on, because things do go on that we don't like or that make us unhappy. But, you asked the universe, I'm looking for an answer, and you opened yourself up and you found the answer you were looking for. Now, it doesn't mean that was the only answer, but you allowed what was right in front of you. You allowed your awareness to just tell you what to do. And I'm amazed sometimes when we do that, and it goes right back to looking for love. We don't need to look for love. We need to just open up to it. We need to just be aware and open ourselves, and it's right there for us.
You know, you said something. You're taking me somewhere else here. Okay, we're extending the show. Hopefully you can stay a little longer because you now talked about love. Now you just undid it. You just talked about love. Now you say open up to love. I mean, everybody here is open up to love. I open myself and I get abused, I get used. I don't think I want to do this love thing. Please, what do you mean by opening myself up to love? Love hurts. What are you talking about, CA? Please help me.
Well, but see, I challenge you and say, is that really love? You know, see, once again, on the Venus retrograde, we need to challenge our belief systems, you know, about what love is. Just because we love somebody and we care about them doesn't mean that we always act in loving ways towards them. So things like that, that's not what love is it? You know, I mean, this is the time to challenge yourself. You know, I'll tell you a personal example of something that happened to me that really, this happened years ago, but it really changed my ideas. And that is, and he's not listening, so I don't think he'll care, but I have a brother who, too much personal information. I have a brother who, you know, he's an Aries, very hot-headed, lots of ideas, you know, just
real go-getter. Hey, don't be talking about my business. Don't tell people about me like that, but go ahead. You about to talk about me? I didn't know you were talking about me, but go ahead.
But anyway, just a real go-getter. But I can remember I always thought, and maybe sisters just always think this, but I always thought, now who's going to date him? You know, how can they put up with that ego? It was always a major, major ego issue. And I just always kind of laughed and thought, oh, my God, I can't believe he always has a girlfriend. But in any case, years later, he got married, and something devastating did happen. His wife was injured very severely, and it was an accident, but she was hit in the head with a baseball bat. And she sustained a very severe brain injury. And I watched my brother sit at her bedside 24/7 for 2 months. And he would leave the hospital once a day, go take a shower, and come back. And as I saw him sit with her and talk to her, even though she was comatose, he talked to her, he played her favorite music. I remember I sat in the room and I said to myself, this is what love is. And it completely, it was a moment I will never forget, because love isn't always in what we think it is, or in bringing the flowers, right, or in having a wonderful time. But love is when the person has nothing to gain and they're still there with us, you know, just talking to us and loving us and being there because they said they would be and because they want to be. And, you know, it's those moments. And so once again, I would just say, we challenge yourself about what love really means. But see, I don't believe, I mean, I'm not going to say love doesn't hurt. I'll tell you what, I've never been great at relationships. too much information again. You know, it's like, no, I don't think I am good at it. But it doesn't keep me from practicing.
Right. I mean, isn't that a case, really? All of us, life is about relationship. And that's, you know, and I see it as the pain that we feel is the pain of us being broken open. Because love is expansive. It transcends the emotion. It's so much more, so deeper. And when love comes in, we lose our minds. And, you know, and then the idea of not having it. When you tell the story about your brother, I can't imagine anybody not really connecting with that. You know, we don't know your brother. We don't know his wife. But for me, I know just hearing that story, something moved in my heart. It's like, oh, wow. You know, I was hearing your story, but I was more attached to the experience. And that connection, that thing that joins us together. I mean, love is what's holding everything up together. So, we need a new understanding daily of what love is, every
day. Because, you know, I think so much we're always looking at love as what are we getting out of it, and that's not what it is about. And in fact, once again, Venus sitting in the connection sign of Gemini, you know, Celeste was talking about it being the number six, being the lovers. Gemini is about connecting with another person, and love is about connecting with another person and seeing yourself in that person and seeing that there is no separation between you and that person. When we get hurt, is when ego gets involved and when we're trying to get something from the person. We're trying to get that person to give us something, to stroke our ego, to make us feel better. But true love, don't you think it's just pure connection between people?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unconditional love, you know, the love that transcends conditions. Yes, I hear it. Ah, see, hey,
but, you know,
I am so enjoying you. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but one other thing on an astrology perspective, you know, let's bring it back to being very practical and real. Well, it is true that one of the reasons I love astrology is because, for instance, I can look at where Venus is right now, or I can look at where Venus was when you were born. And if I know what sign Venus was in, then it tells me, how do you think love looks like? You know, what does it look like to you? What is attractive to you? And so that's how you use astrology to actually choose better partners or to choose situations that are going to really fulfill you in this particular personality. Because what's going to fulfill a person who was born when Venus is in Gemini is going to be completely different than what's going to fulfill a person who is born when Venus is in Scorpio. So when we know those things about ourselves, we make better decisions. But the truth is, I think we can love anybody because we can connect with anybody. But are we going to connect better with certain people? Absolutely.
So I just had a visual, an image. Astrologers, particularly in this case, like the universal GPS, you help people say, hold on, take the left, recalculate it. Just
right.
Hold back.
Right.
Don't go yet. So we got to become more aware to learning more about life. And the more we learn about life, the better we become and understand how we are experiencing life. Because there isn't my life and CA's life and something. There's only one life. And that life
right.
is expressing itself in every one of us. So it's about educating ourselves, rethinking, challenging our own beliefs, decluttering the things that we hold on to, maybe even checking out our values. So before we let you go, CA, what would you want to share with listeners? And basically, it's so, you know, the energy is moving fast, everything has happened. What would you share with listeners to just move through the storm sometimes? You know, some people may be in a good place. They may be in the eye of the storm. Some people are like just getting tossed around. What would you share with them to just keep moving in, just trust that it will get better?
You know, mostly, once again, I guess the image that I always really, really like is the surfer, because the surfer sits on top of the waves, and you get to choose which wave you want. But, you know, every once in a while you choose one, and you crash across the rocks, right? But I think part of it is just accepting that every moment is going to be fresh. Every wave is going to be a different wave. But the other thing is, you are in charge of your perception, and you can change your perception every single moment. And no matter what decision you made a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 minutes ago, in every single moment, you get to choose. And the truth is, we're always choosing between love or fear. And even if we don't know exactly what that means, I think in every single moment you can say, I choose love. And when you do that, I really do believe, whether you consider it God or divine intervention or guardian angels, if you simply just stop and say, I want to choose love, I want to be willing to choose love, then the signs are going to be around you and you're going to find your way. Because you don't need to know the steps that are going to happen tomorrow. You need to know the step that's going to happen right now. So just ask for the light, ask for the inspiration that you need right now in this moment, and trust that the next moment is going to take care of itself.
So when we say, I choose love, I'm going to choose love, that's a password to allow love to reveal itself. I choose love. Love says, I'm coming. Your wish is my command. It's a magic word. It's a magic
that's
word.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
And also just what you've been doing, humor. You know, when Venus or any of the planets are retrograde, you've got to stay in a sense of humor. This is funny. This is a comedy. It doesn't always feel that way, but this is a comedy. And it's playing out for us.
So let me ask you this for me. So I've enjoyed every part. But, you know, sometimes I listen to my show and I'm saying, dude, what is wrong? What are you on? Gosh, how do I deal with that? I hear about myself and I'm like, I don't know that guy. I am not related to him. I don't know him. I need help. Maybe I need a personal reading. Oh, gosh. Okay. So, CA, do you have a website address? Or how can people reach you?
People can reach me in several different ways. I do have a website, but it's under construction right now. And that is CA.
It's retrograding, is it?
It's retrograding right now. CABrooks.com. But they can always get me at CA@CABrooks.com. You can also find me on Facebook. And I'm right under my name. I have a personal page that you can friend me, or you can go to my fan page, which is C.A. Brooks. Then you can always find me in the Week Ahead section of Mark's Power Peak, which is that weekly newsletter, which everybody can find at 12house.com. And you can also subscribe to it. So you can just get it delivered to your email, you know, box every Saturday night. So there's really no reason not to do that. It's free, and it's chock full of really inspirational, fun stuff. I mean, I'm one of the writers, but there's a number of writers who submit information to that and articles every week, and it's great. They can also hear me every week on my own radio show, which is Simple Tales, which is on 12radio.com, and I'm on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 Eastern. So,
what's
does that about again? Wrap it up? It's 11.
Almost.
It's Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Mm.
Okay.
To Eastern. Okay. And just like your shows, the shows are archived. So if somebody misses it, they can always go back and download it or just listen to it. And that's at 12radio.com.
Do you know what? I just had a great idea. If people are being challenged in life and they want their prayers to be heard and they want to go through a transformation, they need to wake up between 9 a.m. Pacific time or 12 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern time and do the prayer, because you're doing your radio show on that day. Mark is doing his radio show on that day. I'm doing my radio show. Oh, my God, that's a power hour. Or power
hours.
Or Tuesday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Tuesday mornings are great. In fact, on 12 Radio, we call it Transformational Tuesdays.
I know that is right. Indeed it is. Only great people do shows on a Tuesday. Get out of there.
Yeah, divine. It was divine providence. It was the space that was open.
Oh. So let me ask you this. It just came up for me. I got to ask. You don't have to give the whole thing. But why did a choice to go for CA rather than your full name? You don't have to say the full name. I'm just curious. I want to know.
Well, my name is Cynthia Ann, and when I was younger, I did go by Cindy. But, you know, when I became an adult, for some reason, that seemed like such a little kid's name. And I think it was probably the time period I was growing up. I was just determined when I got out of college that I'd be taken seriously, you know? And so Cindy just seemed like a little girl's name. And because my name was Cynthia, it was long anyway. And so I was already signing checks and credit cards with my initials. And so one day I just said, you know what? I'm just going to use my initials. And besides, when somebody asks me what it stands for, then I can always kind of smart off. I always say courageous and admirable, or I tell them it stands for clairvoyant astrologer.
And I'm like a brook, so you want to hang out with me.
Yeah, right.
We can flow together or surf together.
Yeah, that's why. I do it.
I like the fact that you said you want to be taken seriously. You know, you said you want to be taken seriously. And when I know when I saw CA, I can imagine other people, they're like, CA, interested. You know, you get serious about it. You get curious about it. Why CA? What does that mean? So you've achieved your goal. You're a powerful woman.
I know, but see, now that I'm older, it's sort of like, you know, I'd like something a little soft. I don't need to be so serious. You know, I'm not 22 years old anymore.
Well, you're seriously fun, so that's good.
Well,
you know.
Thank you.
You're seriously fun. And I like
thank
that.
You. And thank you so much for having the show today. I really had a good time.
Oh, you are very welcome. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for showing up. Anything else you want to share with the listeners? I was going to say leaders. I guess they are now. You've initiated them. Everybody's a leader. And anything you want to share with the leaders that are listening to this wonderful radio network, or any thoughts are just coming up for you before we let you go?
Well, I would just do one more plug and just say I do professional readings. I do, you know, private readings for people at 12listen.com. I'm usually available in the afternoons and evenings, but they can also schedule something with me. So if you want a private reading, you can always do that. And I guess the only other thing I would say is just kind of as leaving a note, I always draw a card, you know, for the radio show. And today what I drew was the Empress. And the Empress is about taking care of yourself and having compassion. And that's certainly a message for the Venus retrograde. You know what? Love yourself. And have compassion and take care of yourself. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. You know, treat yourself like the lover that you dream of. You know, be that person to yourself.
I am so glad I asked you if there's anything else, because in my head I was saying, did you just ask her that earlier? But I'm so glad, because I was going to ask you about self-care, but it just went out my head. So you brought it right back, self-care. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Thank you, CA. It's been a joy. Let's do this again. Thank you. Thank you.
All
thank
right.
You
I would love to. Thank you. And have a wonderful
You're welcome.
Day. And a wonderful
and
Venus retrograde.
Mark, yes, I know, right? When you see Mark, give him a big hug for us. Tell him thank you, and for all the other advisors over there, 12listen, all the great work you're doing. Thank you, thank you for what you're doing
okay,
for the world.
Okay, I certainly will. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Woo! I love my life. I love my life. I am so grateful. I am in a great attitude. I get to talk and share and ask questions that, if I wasn't doing a radio show, I might not want to ask. But I get to ask under the illusion of being a radio personality. What's the meaning of the CA? Can you please tell us? It doesn't matter how you're showing up. You ain't your stuff. What did he say? I said you ain't your stuff. Get over yourself. Let life move through you. Ah, Reverend Deborah Johnson, they're not listening to me. Please tell them they're not their stuff. They can release and let go and enjoy their retrograding and declutter and ask yourself some deep questions. Reverend Deborah Johnson, she said, you are not your stuff. You're not.
You are not your stuff. I want people to remember that you are not your stuff, that you are not your job, you are not your relationships, you are not your finances. You're not even your body temple. Even that, too, one day shall pass. That who you are and the what that you are is so great, grand, glorious, and magnificent that discovering who and what you are is worth a lifelong commitment. And I encourage people to be willing to step out of the crisis du jour and just pose the question. You don't have to feel like you know God or you don't have to know all the secrets of the universe. If you will just in your heart of hearts be willing to contemplate the idea that there is more than this, I guarantee you that you will summon all of your guides, all of your inner intuition, your soul remembrance will be reawakened. It's already there. We just don't listen. It's just kind of dormant. And all it takes is willingness. You don't have to know how. Just be willing.
Just be willing. You don't have to know how. As a matter of fact, don't focus on the how, because if you focus on the how, you start getting bugged up, bugged up and clogged up about I don't know how. And when you, if you come up with the how, then you figure, now you go, your mind starts to figure out how the how you've just come up with would actually happen. Then there's another how on top of the how. You don't have to know how. Just be willing to be used. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. But before I do, I was getting ready to wrap up the show, but this person said, I got something to say. What, is this a international call? We're going to take an unscreened call. I don't have to know how. I'd just be willing to talk to this listener, 353. I don't know if it's an international call. Yeah, let's see. Listener, you're live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mary, and I'm calling from the Republic of Ireland.
Republic of, did you say Republic of Ireland?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, all the way, just next door to me over here. Mary, yes, what's your question or comment?
Oh, actually, I would like to shout out to my friend Florence Faso. She was supposed to come on the show. Well,
you said, are you on a speakerphone?
Not really, no.
Can you get a little bit closer? Become one with the phone.
Oh, you can't.
It's not like you want to do a shout out,
right,
and you're in Ireland, so we want to really hear you. So you said you want to do a shout out to your friend in Ireland?
No, she's actually there in your studio.
Okay, so again, I still can't hear you very well.
She's actually consultant. Her name is Florence. Her name is Florence Fassel.
You said Florence?
Yeah, Florence Fassel. She was supposed to come on your show today.
Are you on Skype? I think that's what it is. Are you on Skype?
Yeah.
I'm going to dance with you because I really want to hear what you're saying. Okay, say it again.
Oh, come back.
We lost her. I wanted to dance with her. I liked the music she was playing. I wanted to have fun. Oh, well, I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Well, I got to get out of here. Aisha's coming up next, 2 p.m. in about 15 minutes, 2 p.m. Eastern, for Here to Inspire. And let's just release the show with this wonderful song, Blessed Always. Be love. It is who you are. Be true to yourself, because that's the only reason you're here. And allow the love to flow back to you and flow through you and be loved. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. Come back and join us again. Come back and play with us. Maybe you want to be a guest. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. This is a prayer that we're sharing with you as I get ready to release the show. Life is good. It's getting better. Vanda, I send you a private message. If you're okay with that, hook a brother up. This is Blessed Always with Agape Choir. Blessed always, for the arms of God surround us. Let our joy be so triumphant. I'm out of here. AgapeLive.com is where you find out more about Agape Choir, Michael Bernard Beckwith, and Ricky Byers Beckwith. AgapeLive.com. And this song is titled Joy. Blessed Always. I'm out of here. Peace.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.